Thank you, Anna. And thanks to Joan and Chris for putting this together and hosting this. I want to read two poems tonight. Just before I get to them, though, I just want to say two quick things about voting and its importance. I think when we talk about getting out the vote and encouraging people to vote, I have always believed that's so important. And I also know that there are people who have been taught and taught by the world that it isn't important for them through disenfranchisement and through disillusionment. And so I think when we say get out the vote is crucial for this year and is just as crucial for tomorrow. And that's, I think, something we should keep in mind and work with people to listen to them so that they get out the vote for years to come. And the next thing is to anyone who has people in their lives who are politically well-intentioned and care about people in the world, but are disillusioned by the system and might not want to vote. Something that really motivates me and might motivate them is the reality from the documentary 13th about the fact that people who are convicted of felonies have their right to vote stripped away from them, and then their bodies taken to prisons and incarcerated in places where, by the fact that they are present there, they increase the representation in those counties and those parts of the country that oftentimes don't vote in the interest of the people being incarcerated. And that is just such a sick, vicious system. And if that doesn't make you want to vote, I got nothing else for you. But I just wanted to put those two things out there. I have two poems that I'm going to read. This first one is called Black Holes. Consider the body. Consider the pulse and pump and thump of life within. Consider this. There's a squeeze of life into you somewhere. Always. You are, in a sense, a sentient sack of plumbing. Consider the body cavernous. A video I watch asks, how many holes does a human have? And it turns out we are not the donut we are so often colloquialized to be. A jar, a cup, a bowl, a plate. Holes only exist if there is a body to host it. The paradox of containment. In the video, I learned that openings aren't holes, just parts of holes, that a straw is one thing with two parts. Consider blackness. Consider the body black, the whole of it sucked through the kinked straw of history, opening to opening. Consider how whole lives were squeezed out of black bodies. Consider the ancestors who prayed for shipwreck, who prayed to be flooded in order to be freed. Consider the weight of what's been kept inside the spaces of our bodies in order just to make it. Consider the spaces in the world where our bodies hide, that visibility and invisibility are the same weight double stacked on blackness. Consider the weight of black holes, supermassive ghosts who lurk dark in deep space. They say at the event horizon, a body sucked in would stay frozen in time forever. Not every hole has an exit. Consider chambers and dead ends and their singular openings. Consider black descendants praying for singularity at the heart of this gravity in order to be free of space and time's cruelties. Physicists consider this point so dense that the laws of physics as we know them break down. Black people might not consider this such a bad thing. How long have we prayed for a different physics? Were it not for gravity, we would bend the world wholly. As it turns out, gravity is the weakest force the universe has to offer. As it turns out, the physicists are silent on the force of justice, not even a consideration. Consider blackness, supermassive and free of gravity, bending the arc of the moral universe all the way around until it's whole again. All right, and this next poem, is called Stop Me. Just a heads up for anyone to whom it might matter, this poem has the N-word in it a couple times. Just letting you know. Stop me. If I ever met the president, you might have to stop me from calling him a nigger. Reparations. I don't trust people who speak simply about complex things. Kid wisdom. The floor is always lava. Don't step on the cracks in the sidewalks. Superstition. A ghost story is a conjuring, not a burial. Witness the twine it takes a sycamore to still a black body. Silence. If I ever met the president, It wouldn't be a question whose button is bigger. His red and mine black lives matter. Take a knee. I sit in the back of a poetry reading and notice all the funny things that next do. Predictable. I stand for the anthem and notice all the funny things people do to remind themselves they love something. Desperation. Sometimes a recipe can be too literal. Knuckle blood. Bigotry wears the same dress to every party, dances the same tired dance. Lonely. I'm no good, lonely. I'm no good without a good drink and a murder of white women walking by. Ghost story. Stop me if this sounds familiar to anybody. I am not a tissue for drying your racism. Thin. The property line between a blessing and a privilege. If we ever meet, I'd have to tell you that we have no better angels. Privilege. All my windows and mirrors are beginning to look the same. Stop me. First place in a swim meet in a sewer, politics. If I ever met the president, huge, hubris, hyperbole. If I ever met the president, stop me. If I ever met the president, I'd remind him about the funny thing next due between twine, witness. If I ever met the president, I'd be no good without a ghost story. All the funny things bigotry does backlit with gaslighting. When I take a knee, it's for the undoing of knots around the necks of my ancestors. Rewind. If my neck ever does something funny, stop me. If I ever step on the cracks, stop me. If I am ever murdered by a white woman, stop me. If I ever introduce myself as a ghost story, stop me. If I ever call the president a nigger, silence. Thank you.